doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And we got a Pissoy problem in the clubhouse.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
That Pissoy problem's been solved, by the way.
They didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, but it wasn't because of playing cards in the clubhouse.
And it wasn't because of Kapler. Put some respect on his name. Gabe, how you feeling?
I'm good, man.
On a payday Friday after a payday Thursday, I baby. Mean,
yeah.
Streets are talking, man.
Uh-oh. Is it good?
No, the chef called. I was saying, boy.
Pretty
he called you. I feel like he called me.
He did.
Evan's back.
He called us. He called the station, yeah, man.
There you go. The chef.
He's called the station. That's what he did. Well, those guys are talking about taking their shoes off on a plane. Bonte and Shasky.
No, I missed that.
I don't know. The first.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You got on me about a tank top. I didn't hear them. What were they saying?
You can't.
But people do. Well, I don't.
You know what? I think if you have clean socks on, it's all right.
But you'll ridicule me over a tank top.
Well, you can see your arms, but if I have socks on, you can't see
my
feet.
But what if I got smelly feet that can come through the sock?
No, that's what I'm saying. Clean socks.
Oh, right.
It's got to be clean socks.
Slap me for what I'm doing. Wow. Payday!
Yeah. Yeah. So
you had a good birthday night?
Yeah, had a good night. You know what? The boss is right, man. You know, although I don't know how he knows. He's younger than me. But yeah, you got to be careful now at my age. Otherwise, you overdo it, and then the next day you're just shot.
And it just hit me when Bonte goes, "That's a good number. That's a special number." I go, "Shit!" I said to myself, "Damn, V, you're right.
It's a big number.
Yeah.
It is a big number." But thanks to everybody who was listening yesterday, who called in, everybody at the A's game, just appreciate it. It was a real neat day yesterday. We made the best out of a situation that's not the best in terms of the A's, but now we got football coming up. Patriots in town, Goo. Sunday, 1:00, Levi Stadium. Niners 1-2.
Yeah.
Let me just quick give you a couple updates.
Go ahead.
Purdy's fine. He's fine. He's been practicing. Debo was out on the field. Kittle was out on the field. I still don't think Debo's going to play, though, but I think Kittle's going to play. Those are my hunches.
All right.
Go get a win Sunday. Get this thing back on track, and we roll from there.
Yeah, and you got me thinking about your little theory. It was almost like the theory with Purdy. You wanted to see him without his weaponry and the football gods. Bam, here you go, Stanley. Okay, a little too much. But you talked about his load management hit the NFL. I don't believe it. It has. But at the end of the day, you know, here comes Kittle. He missed a game, and he'll be ready to go against the Patriots. But you talked about preseason.
Yep.
With me and Bonte here before the show started. And that's where I'm at. Like, you saw Dallas last night. Did they look good? No, but they got the W. And right now, through the first four games, that's the title of the jam. And with the Niners being in a jam at 1-2, not ideal, you got to take care of the New England Patriots and Jacoby Brissett, Donnie.
Yeah, no, and you brought this up, and I think it's probably the biggest reason. And we've been saying this for the first couple weeks, and Evan said it again this morning. He's like, boy, the NFL's been drunk the first 3 weeks with the stuff that's happened. And by the way, I got a stat for you that's unbelievable. I said it on Wednesday. I don't think you were here, but Evan brought it up.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, Evan has a stat for me.
Yeah. It feels like the first 3 weeks have basically been preseason. I feel like, okay, now NFL teams are going to start showing us more like what they're really about, and things are going to get back to normal. How about this one?
But kind of hard when you're like the Niners, when you're injured as much as they are.
Yeah, but
and
come
the
on
Rams
now.
Had issues too, and
now,
they got through.
And now you get the Patriots. You got to just beat the Patriots.
Coach Mayo.
Here's the troubling stat. Actually, somebody on the text line said it. I wish I remembered who. In each of the first 3 weeks, the biggest underdog.
I heard him say that.
Won the game.
That's crazy.
So last week two, it was the Raiders when they beat the Ravens. Last week it was the
Dallas. Dallas was favored heavily over.
I think that was it. And this week, you know who the biggest favorite is?
The Niners.
10.5.
Damn.
That's a lot of points.
Without a lot of the Avengers.
Well, still, they got the biggest Avenger,
yeah.
Brock Purdy. Brock, how's the back?
probably cumulative, just in terms of the whole game, just all the stuff that sort of went on as a physical game. So, you know, sort of after the game is when I started feeling some stuff and whatnot. And but the last couple of days have been good, just getting some rest and obviously treatment and stuff. So I feel good now.
See, guy, can I just tell you, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
I mean, is he just
guy next door?
Are Shanahan's mannerisms wearing off on
No, I think
Purdy?
That's who he is, man.
There were two and stuffs.
Yeah.
That's vintage Kyle Shanahan and stuff. We're back in stuff.
Possibly.
But yeah. You guys always make fun, and I'm going to throw him in here with me now because I'm not solo.
All right.
Shasky, you guys call us Warriors, yeah. But when I hear him say I start feeling some stuff, if I'm a New England Patriot defender, I'm like, and I got a chance to sack him or, you know, put a good lick on him, Stoney, knowing you're feeling some stuff, I might be able to jar that stuff loose. But, yeah, man, it's not an easy sport. The NFL, Stoney, that's why you and I didn't play.
We'll see.
I played.
You didn't play. Intramurals flag don't count.
No, I told you. I played when I was in about sixth grade for three practices. I went, my Mr. Smith, the coach, asked me to come out for the team.
Get him to call in, Evan. Yeah.
He's dead.
Oh, my
Mr.
Bad.
Smith's passed. What he was a
RIP.
He was a great little league coach, yeah. Baseball and football. But he asked me to come out for the team. I went out for the team. I was one of those kids that didn't grow till like 10th or 11th grade.
Right.
So I was small, playing outside linebacker, and
you could take it.
I
outside linebacker.
Yeah, I was.
A cowboy linebacker, or a little small
and,
ass.
And I'll never forget Tim Dodderer, the running back. He was the biggest guy on the team. They always put him at running back. Came at me. I stuck my arm out to tackle him, and I thought that he pulled my arm out of my socket. It hurt so bad.
Oh!
I went home and I said, "Hey, Dad, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I said I don't like football.
Did you see stars like Tweety Bird?
Yeah. I just held on to my arm." For about 8 minutes. Anyway,
it's a violent sport, man.
And that was the one of the things I always remember about my dad. He said, "Well, son, you know I would never let you quit, but since Mr. Smith asked you to try it, I will let you." So that was it.
And I got you.
Three practices. But then you're right. I did resurrect my career in intramural
football. Do you and Evan think any differently of me?
No.
I was a junior on JV at James Logan.
You know what? It's not the day. You know what?
I could go get it, but I was a junior.
My whole. You know what? After yesterday.
Oh, my kids hate me for when I tell them the story.
After yesterday, my whole outlook's changed.
Wow.
If you're in JV's in 11th grade, great. You're part of a team.
They saw something in me.
You're part of a team. You can be a great teammate.
Wasn't Dwayne Wade on JV in his junior year of high school?
Are you serious?
Now, I feel better.
Something like that.
If that's true, I feel better.
And Jordan got cut. Right?
He was a freshman, though, going out for varsity.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But 49ers and the New England Patriots. And we got some fun things today. We will do, how much do I want to tease this? We'll do it at what? What time you want to do a balance check thing?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we'll let Evan pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we're going to have a lot of fun. Evan did a great job of compiling some just fantastic sound we're going to play. We'll play a little Know Your Foe.
Yeah.
With Evan giving us some trivia about New England, their sports teams, and various other things about Boston, Massachusetts, and New England.
And so one nugget to you.
Fun, yeah.
Do you find it odd, anybody out there, call us, let us know, text us, YouTube chat, that the greatest coach in American sports, I believe, is Bill Belichick, that he's still technically unemployed as being a guy on the sideline. Like, that bothers me. Now he's a comedian. I love it. But how is the Phil Jackson of football, the Popovich, how is he not employed?
He's taking a year off.
Well, it's been a year. Now we're going on two. This will be year two.
Is it?
Yeah. We're in year two,
but he didn't coach last year.
No, he didn't. And it's bothering me. I love him on the Madden
Time
cast.
Flies.
Get
I
your
guess,
ass
then.
On the sideline. Maybe it wasn't good life after
Brady.
This year going on year two.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'll just stay out of this.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I think
Evan,
he'll be back.
I'm doing Steiny Evan.
I think he'll be in control. I think he'll be back in business in a little while. By the way, Myers is going on year two without a job.
Help me out on payday, Stoney. Here. Yeah.
What? Well, we'll check the stats on that.
No, we got it.
Let me see.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's bothering me.
He had Zeke last year. Oh, it's anyway, good, Evan.
I think he's going to take 1 year off.
All right, okay. And,
I think he'll have his choices, some jobs, yeah, probably, mm-hmm, right? Would you like to see him be your team's coach?
Honestly, I would love it.
All right. Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, Patriots on Sunday. We got a lot to get into. We're going to jump into what happened yesterday in Oakland for a little bit. Also, Mike Dunleavy and Steve Kerr talked to the media yesterday. Training camps coming up next week with the Warriors. Media Day Monday, then they go to Hawaii. Some interesting things to come out of those interviews. We'll talk about those. And we're going to get into it. We're going to have fun today. We're still basking in the glow of yesterday, Gil. At least I am.